In the area of conducting investigation, reporter Bob Forsman, he was writing about county commissioners' crooked ways for many, many years.
Yeah, he would go investigate the billings and so on, and he found that Commissioner A might be paying six times as much for road grader blades or culvert pipe or bridge lumber as Commissioner B, or that the commissioners in one county were charging significantly more for the same materials as the commissioners in another county. So he wrote frequent stories on them. We never put all the beads together on one necklace. In other words, we do a story here and a story there, but we hit a lot of the counties, and we certainly exposed a lot of fraud, including some in Tulsa County. One of the Tulsa County commissioners went to prison, and another one came very close to doing it. So Forsman was writing about that at least two decades before the county commissioner scandal broke, which really the revelation there came through the federal operations, mostly out of Oklahoma City, but then later and through the Muskogee and Tulsa Eastern District and Northern District. Ultimately, the county commissioner scandal of the 1980s, many people have described as the worst case of corruption in American history. We have 77 counties, which means we have 231 county commissioners. We had approximately that many who were nailed for being involved. In some cases, there were six sitting or previous county commissioners in a single county. Some cases, like Tulsa County, there was no one indicted, so we were pretty lucky. We had more honest people. But this was a matter of literally the stealing of millions and millions of dollars. Some of it was in kickbacks. Some of it was in blue sky purchases, where you would write an invoice that you received something and you'd get paid for it, but you never got your material. And then you would kick part of that back to the supplier. Much of that was exposed by a lady, I think, in Stevens County who got worried about the bridge her kids were crossing. It was old and rickety, and so she went to the county commission and somehow found that they had enough bridge lumber to rebridge every bridge in the county six times over. At least they had it on the books, but they didn't have it in actuality. She got hold of somebody, and things went from there. But the Tribune was blowing the horn a long time before anybody wanted to really listen.
Didn't this actually break in the mid-70s, like 77?
It was maybe the late 70s, right. But you didn't really come to fruition big time until the early 80s.
Okay. There must have been a culture that existed. It wasn't just one or two.
No.
As you pointed out, it was all these. So it was just kind of a given thing,
I guess.
Then.
Right. You look at much of the third world today, you run for political office so that you can steal the public money. A lot of our well-intended foreign aid goes into deep pockets, which is why the Swiss courts have been shutting down the assets of Gaddafi and Mubarak and others right now, because they realize that there are billions of dollars that should have gone to the peoples of those countries that went into the pockets of the rulers. Well, that was the same thing on a smaller scale in Oklahoma.